Welcome to the Dominica News Online Week in Review for the week March 25th to the 30th. I'm your reader, Nicole Georges-Bennett. In the news-making headlines this week, U.S. Ambassador to Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Linda S. Tagliatella, is suggesting residency and fingerprint requirements for people seeking passports in regional countries with citizenship by investment CBI programs. Speaking with Ken Richards of Wynn FM's The Bigger Picture, she said although the U.S. does not tell countries what to do, she thinks recipients should be brought in to be fingerprinted before receiving passports and should have a period of residency in the country they're applying to. She stated that she understood this might disadvantage one country's program over another, however feels it would set standards and rationalize the programs a bit more. She stressed the need for due diligence, regulation, and transparency of the vetting process in the program, noting the issuance of diplomatic passports is of concern to the U.S. In other news, police officers in Dominica have vowed to continue to struggle with government in their quest for a 15% pay increase for the 2015-2018 triennium. Government has proposed a wage freeze for that period, which was turned down by the Police Welfare Association, the PWA. At a recent meeting, members of the association voted unanimously against government's wage freeze and say they are in total support and agreement with the proposal of the executive of the PWA. Secretary of the association, Corporal David Andrew Jr., explained that the meeting was to inform members as to what has transpired recently as relates to salary negotiations and also the comments made by the chief of police of allegations of subversion by members of the police force. Andrew said the PWA and its membership denounced any form of subversion and were asking the chief to retract his statement and apologize. Andrew also reported that a meeting originally planned with the government negotiating team did not materialize, but his members continue to be in high spirits and united. The police turned down an application by the opposition United Workers' Party, the UWP, to hold a march in Roseau last Thursday on the grounds of public safety and national security reasons. The UWP had applied to Police Chief Daniel Carbon for permission to hold the march, but in a letter to the UWP, the police chief denied permission, citing reasons of public safety. UWP leader Lennox Linton described Carbon's decision as dictatorial and brutal. Instead of the march, the UWP hosted two public meetings on Thursday in Portisville and Lagoa, respectively. Speaking at the Lagoa meeting, Mr. Linton called for the resignation of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and suggested the appointment of a government of national unity which would manage, for a period of time, the affairs of Dominica for all Dominicans. He said the call came against the backdrop of what he said are corrupt practices by the Prime Minister. Mr. Linton also laid out the task of the Government of National Unity to include criminalizing the sale of Dominican diplomatic passports and the use of these passports for criminal activity, as well as to introduce electoral reform. In other news, Dominican-born Curtis A. Augustus has been promoted to Chief Warrant Officer 4 in the United States Army and takes on the new title of CW4 Augustus. Augustus was born in Dominica, attended the St. Mary's Academy, and enlisted in the U.S. Army in February of 1998. Augustus has served in several units and has distinguished himself in his military career and academic achievements, and is the recipient of many prestigious awards and decorations. He is the son of the General Secretary of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus. Dominica Labour Party DLP caretaker for the Salisbury constituency, Nicholas Esprey, said that government has put in place a comprehensive housing program to assist single parents in that constituency. Esprey made the announcement at a Citizenship by Investment CBI awareness-related town hall meeting held in Montrachet. Esprey says government recognized that there were people, particularly single parents and women, who were unable on their own to build a home. According to Esprey, a comprehensive evaluation will be made for persons who have housing issues and roofs in need of repair in order to assist them. President of the Dominica State College, DSC, Dr. Donald Peters, has stated that the level of ignorance in the national community is getting proportionately and dangerously high. Speaking at a spring edition of the 14th commencement ceremony last week, Peter said that the graduates were the key to reducing that level of ignorance in the country. In his remarks, he noted it was impossible in Dominica to get up every day and to listen to things that were based on facts or empirical evidence, so he was pleased that, quote, most of us just ignore it, end quote. And finally, President of Dominica, His Excellency Charles A. Savra, has responded to a letter from opposition leader Lennox Linton, asking Mr. Linton to provide constitutional provisions for Mr. Linton's call for the dismissal of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and his cabinet of ministers, among other things. In a letter dated March 9, 2017, Linton had called on the president to dismiss Skerrett and his cabinet, appoint a government of national unity, criminalize the sale of diplomatic passports, and set up a commission of inquiry into Dominica's citizenship by investment program. In a response dated March 27th, the president acknowledged receipt of Mr. Linton's letter, and he asked Mr. Linton to bring to his attention any constitutional provision which would allow him to act in a legal manner to what Mr. Linton proposed. President Savra stated that he is available to receive and have an exchange of views with any and all members of parliament in a civil manner on matters affecting the governance of the state and or of public interest. He also noted Mr. Linton's letter was filled with accusations and allegations against the Honorable Prime Minister. And those were the headlines this week. For the details of these and other stories, please review DominicaNewsOnline.com. Our music theme is from Ithaca Studios. I'm Nicole Georges-Bennett. Thank you for listening.